It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Scheidel. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship, in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how is it going today?
It's good, man. I don't think I need to do any introduction statement at the beginning of this. We just talked for a good amount of time.
Yeah, we talked for more than 10 whole minutes, so I think we're good on that.
Yeah.
We don't need to say anything. All right, well, let's just run into the most pressing question of the day. Did you watch Are You the One Second Chances last night? Traveling in a fighter combi, on a hippie
trail head full of zombies. That's what I thought of this episode. Yes, I did.
So everybody's excited that Gio is gone. And then Adam hits on Carolina, and then the house plays strip flip clop, strip flip cup,
strip cup,
strip flip cup, and the house goes totally crazy.
It was nuts, man.
Yeah, and then Alicia and the event on NBC talk about their potential relationship, and then they make out. Great, this is fun.
I mean, I already know it's not going to happen because I know, at least as of a couple weeks ago, that the event on NBC was dating Crank That Cast, but...
Oh, yeah, true. I mean, a lot can change in however long it's been since they filmed this.
I also just feel like they're forcing it, like, and I think yeah. They kind of feel like that, too, so...
But they're like, hey, what about this? But if you want to talk about future relationships from this show, you just wait until we get into the challenge.
Oh, cause Tori's on it?
Tori is on it. So
okay.
We get into the mission. There are five locals who come to the house, and then they have to go to a market and buy gifts for all of them. I thought this was kind of a fun challenge.
I did, too.
I just wanted to see.
They had a bunch of Australians tell them things about them, and they had to buy them a thoughtful gift.
Yeah, that's nice. So then all the gifts they get them are ranked. Aesop ends up buying a chair for a kid who likes to work with computers.
I love Aesop, but I also, like, he's so, like, sort of, like, I'm trying to think of how I best describe him. Like, he's so flighty and, like, bubbly that I also would not expect him. He's kind of in his own place. I wouldn't expect him to give a thoughtful gift. He's just like, I don't know what to get him, a chair. I really thought the chair was going to do
it. Yeah, he seemed really excited about the chair, and like everybody else made fun of him for it. Which
he's in his own world.
Good. Yeah, I think that's fine. Hayden and Carolina argue, what a surprise. Adam has to use the bathroom, and Shanley says, you drink too much water. I don't drink water ever, and I never have to go to the bathroom. That's a very good quote from Shanley.
Shanley bragging about constantly being dehydrated is pretty good.
So Tori and Morgan win. Aesop and Kaylin lose. Surprise, surprise.
Tori and Morgan win and celebrate for about 30 seconds, and it's both of them are being the most annoying people in existence.
Why, they're perfect for each other.
Yeah, sure.
So then back in the house, Aesop tells Kaylin that he wanted to be with her after their season. Hayden and Carolina talk about how Hayden isn't interested in the game anymore, and he tells her that if they're sent in, that she should take the money. I gotta tell you, if my partner was like, hey, take the money, I'm gonna take the money.
I would at least steal because, you know, I mean, the worst that happens with stealing if you're done with this game, like, is that you both don't get anything,
yeah.
But in that case, you were already not going to get anything.
Yeah.
So at least you get to spite your partner.
Yeah. So Shanley talks to Carolina about possibly going in and is like, hey, look out
and
for yourself.
And she's like, Excelsior! It's me, Shanley! Remember all of those cameos I have in all the Marvel movies?
Shanley. Good one. It's a really good one. It's a really good joke. I'm really glad you made that joke. It's so funny.
I loved it.
You didn't have to explain it one iota because I got it immediately. I was like, Shanley, yeah. That's good.
It's good.
It's really good that we've been like saying her name now 4 weeks in a row and you like just made it after I've been like, oh yeah, I'm very familiar with this name and hadn't thought about the Stan Lee connection. That's pretty good. It's pretty good. Would you say that Shanley is the Stanley of Are You the One Second Chances?
She is constantly referring to people as true believers, so.
Wildlife shop. Wildlife. There's a kangaroo. Do you want to hear some fun facts about kangaroos? Okay, Thomas, let me tell you about what I do when I look up wildlife shots. Usually I'll just go to the Wikipedia page or another, like, wildlife facts page and learn some facts and pull the most interesting ones. But this week it was a kangaroo. And I didn't feel like reading the kangaroo Wikipedia page, so I looked up kangaroo fun facts. Here's some things I found. They can reach up to 40 miles an hour, which is faster than a racehorse. No response from you? You don't find that incredibly interesting?
I knew they could run fast, so I already was aware of that.
Okay. Female kangaroos...
Probably from, like, zoo books or something back in the day.
I was at a doctor's office today, and there was a Sports Illustrated for Kids on the rack.
Oh, my God.
So I read through that. Oh, boy! That magazine is not as good as I remember it being.
No, it was never good. Like, I remember the point where I stopped asking for subscriptions for it. I was like, can I just get a subscription to, like, Sporting News or Sports Illustrated? Because this is, like... Like, I am at the point where I realize how bad this analysis is.
Yeah. I was always a big fan of the thing that was like, what's the call on this play? It's a weird thing that happened. So I read a few of those today, and one was like, if somebody calls for a fair catch, but then a different player catches it and runs it back for a touchdown, does the touchdown count? And it's like, no, they called for a fair catch. And then the other one, what was the other one? It was a baseball game. Oh, it was like somebody slid past the base, tagged the base, and the fielder tagged them out, but their hand was on the base, and then the fielder took the ball, his hand off the runner, and the runner kept going and lost the touch on the base. It was like, is he out? Well, no. Because his hand was on, when he got tagged, he was on the base, so he's fine.
Yes. Yep. So basically what we've established here is that this magazine for children is not necessarily fun to read as an adult. Mm. This is shocking, I'm sure. Are they still doing the Buzz Beamer cartoons?
They are, and boy, howdy.
Oh my God, they're still... The last time that I was getting Sports Illustrated for Kids was probably like 15 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right. I forgot that was a thing entirely, and then I turned to the last page and saw that, and, like, all of these memories came flooding back to me. It was like, oh, yeah, this guy, Buzz Beamer, so he's in this month strip or week strip. I don't know how often they put SI for Kids out, but he is in a camp, and they're like, here's a tour of the camp. You've got basketball. You've got football, ropes course. And how to do victory dances or whatever. And he turns to the reader and says, boy, I'm really going to love Showboat Camp or whatever. Like,
good one.
Like the punchline was the entire premise of the strip. It was bad. It was very bad. And then the other thing I read... Oh, the jokes that people send in. They're so bad. They're so bad. You know how...
Wait, they do like Laffy Taffy jokes?
It's like a caption contest.
Oh, God.
So there was a photo of a basketball player getting a rebound and making a weird face, and then, like, two defenders, like, also making weird faces near him. And the guy with the ball didn't have hair. And the winning caption was, whip my hair back and forth. Oh, wait, I don't have any. What is?
Wow.
They were all quite bad.
We should get them on the show. That's almost
the writer of that joke.
It's almost as good as my Shan Lee joke. Not quite, but close.
So kangaroos can female kangaroos can delay gestation if environmental factors make it less likely for her offspring to survive. That's pretty neat. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that is cool.
There are more kangaroos than humans in Australia. I don't think that's surprising. And final fact on kangaroos, the collective noun for kangaroos is either court, troop, or mob.
A mob of kangaroos.
I like that a lot.
In the court of the kangaroo is my favorite King Crimson album. Also, my immediate thought with the point of them delaying gestation was them being like, oh, they just hold their pouch shut. You know, where the baby comes out.
I don't think that's right.
How kangaroo baby is made.
You think it's just like an oven? Like, oh, it's done. Yeah. Take it out.
Ding. Yeah, it just goes, it's like a toaster. It's yeah. A ding, and then the kid pops
like
up.
Like a Pop-Tart. There are kangaroos in Pop-Tart ads, aren't there?
Idea.
Yeah, we're going to say that there is. It literally doesn't matter in any way.
Okay, back to Are You the One?
The choice. They voted in Hayden and Carolina. What a surprise. Carolina votes to share the money, even though she was told by literally everyone in the house, including her own partner, to steal it. Hayden voted to steal the money. I don't know why she keeps giving this guy second chances.
Yeah, I mean, this is more like seven chances.
Yeah, seriously. Carolina says, Karma's a bitch and I can't wait to see it bite you in the ass. And then Hayden says, it can buy me a boat.
Oh, hey.
I think Hayden is the most boring, uninteresting person who's ever been on any show like this. But that was a pretty good line.
It was pretty good. I'm also glad that I don't have to see him anymore.
Yeah, that was what I was most excited about. This was the last episode I watched before we decided to cover it. So I don't know what's happening next. But okay. I'm excited to see.
I like that Asaph and Kaylin have lost challenges 2 weeks in a row and have survived both.
Yeah, that's really
Oh, also
good.
The best, maybe the best part of the whole thing was when that happened, Asaph just started going, another one!
Yeah.
And I was like, ha, that's pretty
I
good.
Would love if every week from here on out, Asaph and Kaylin get last place, but then the team going in steals the money. And then every week they double steal, so they get like $1 million.
It'd be great.
I just want to see Asaph and Kaylin succeed, but I feel like they're probably going to be out soon.
Yeah, they can only... They're very lucky that they're even still there.
Well, that's what everybody was talking about. Like, they are keeping them around. They voted in Hayden and Carolina because they want to keep Asaph and Kaylin there in case any one of them lose. Like, they're a safety net, is what they kept saying. So, Devin said that there will be seven Steelers in the house. You remember that when he said that? We're up to two.
There's been two
in 4 weeks. I really hope we don't go the whole season without seeing a double steal.
I gotta get that.
So that was pretty quick. We got through that one pretty quick. So I got a follow-up question for you today. Did you watch the challenge, the Dirty 30, last night?
I didn't. I forgot that we were also watching that.
I know.
So I did not watch it.
One MTV show at a time is enough, but for the next few weeks, we're going to have to do two, and you're just going to have to deal with it. Or you could just not watch either one.
I don't have to do anything,
That's
Jake.
True. You're a white man in America. You don't have to do anything.
That's true.
So this week's episode was called 30 Rotten Scoundrels. Do you get it? Because there's 30 of them.
No.
But then there's a thing called Dirty Rotten Scoundrels also.
I gotta give it to him. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's fine. TJ tells us that they're playing for $1 million, but they don't know that yet. He wants to see who's there for the right reasons.
None of them are.
Yeah.
The right reasons, it's money or more money.
Yeah. He brings in the cast and tells them that they are 30 of the shadiest, most conniving players, and that they're playing for $350,000. You know the shadiest and most conniving, like Jenna, the super nice person who is nice to everyone and everyone loves. Gotta get her on this season.
Yeah, I mean, the shadiest, most conniving, like, Wes isn't on that season.
Yeah.
CT, so conniving.
Well, he's kind of shady. Or at least he was back in the day. But
Like glasses wearing CT, I don't know.
Yeah. Once you put glasses on, you're a nice guy. So he says they're playing for $350,000, and then they cut to a talking head of TJ, which I don't think they've ever done before, and he says, "I lied. I'm going to play a dirty game myself."
This honestly sounds like something Jeff Probst would do, though.
Yeah.
Jeff Probst would be like, "I'm playing a little game this season myself."
Yeah, I don't know why the host is playing a game. You're supposed to be hosting the game.
You go long enough hosting, you want to get involved somehow.
It's true. It's fair. Have we ever done TJ on Survivor? Because that's something I could get behind.
I definitely would be in favor of that.
I think he'd be pretty good at it, honestly. Because, you know, you think super nice, chill dude, but then sometimes he's lying about how much money you're going to win, so you can't trust him.
I think he would get along well with people. He's, you know, he cares about playing the game.
Mm-hmm. He's there for the right reasons, yeah.
And he's a relatively athletic person, so.
Yeah. He did BMX bikes. Bike Mechanics Extreme, right? Is that right?
That would be great if he was on Survivor and one of the challenges they were like, "You have to do a BMX run in this." TJ would be like, "Oh, I'd have prepared for this," and would like pull a helmet out from his bag and put it on.
You think that TJ would like create a BMX bike out of like twigs and sand that he found?
Yeah, like bamboo. Yeah. He would make the bars out of bamboo.
He would like make a ramp out of some rocks he found on the beach. We got to get TJ on Survivor. Sorry, CT, you didn't do it quick enough.
So he could do a bunch of Gilligan's Island.
So he tells them that they're alone in this game and don't trust anybody. He had watched Gymkhana right before.
Stone Cold TJ Lavin.
Yeah. I think we've probably talked about this before, but on an off week, I think we need to watch Gymkhana.
Yeah, I mean, it is essentially a competition reality.
Yeah.
It's just that, like, people die.
I mean,
It's like a much more intense Ninja Warrior.
Yeah. And much more fun to watch, I think. Oh, I've got nothing against Ninja Warrior. That's a fine show.
I mean, Ninja Warrior is pretty fun to watch, but Gymkhana is also very fun to watch.
I love Gymkhana. That's legitimate.
It. It's been a while since I've seen it, too, so yeah. I would not mind giving it another go.
Come on down to the town where I live, and we can watch it.
Boston?
Yeah, come down to Boston.
You know, the town?
Yeah, Boston. The Boss Town. Boss Town, where...
Bean Town.
Yeah, because the B stands for bean in Boston, yeah. And the O stands for Austin, as in Joel Austin. He also lives there.
Yeah.
And the S stands for
Steve. Somebody would be like, what do you think of Boston? I'd be like, oh, I've never been.
Good one.
Hey, I'm recording right now. My dad's trying to make a cameo.
Oh, hey, well, say what's up to your dad for me.
Well, I already told him off, oh, so good. Too bad.
Well, and you'll never speak to him again.
Yeah, that's the last time I'm ever going to see him. I handed him, like, a big stack of money, and I was like, I don't ever want to see you again. I wash my hands.
So, TJ is looking over the cast and realizes that there are only 29 people in front of him, and he says, what happened? Apparently, Customs didn't take CT's passport and wouldn't allow him in the country.
Also, how did no one notice that CT wasn't there?
I think they probably did, but they thought it would be more fun to do it this way. I don't know. And then we find out the most important news of the episode and this whole season. Derek from Are You the One is now dating Tori.
What?
Yep.
How did that happen?
Apparently they got together after Second Chances.
Wow.
Yep. So I was really excited to...
Sure.
I was really excited to go back and watch this episode of Second Chances that we watched this week to see, like, how they interact. And I was like, oh, wait. Derek was out episode one.
Derek was already gone. You can only watch episode one to see how they interacted.
I don't think they did much. But...
Well, I think probably one of the things that drew her to Derek is that he has a symmetrical face that fits his head.
Right.
A face that's not like a face... Yeah, a face that's not like a tiny face.
When I see Derek, I think... I was like, man, this guy... He looks like a basketball player, you know? There's just something about him that's basketball.
If I remember correctly, on the one episode of Second Chances that he was on, he did give his cross necklace to Tori.
Yeah, and he was like, I'm coming back for this. And your heart. Now they're together and it's great. Okay, so let's get into the house, because there's a lot of shit that happens in this episode, Thomas, that you didn't watch. Corey says, I only came here to compete, and Kayla says, oh, not the girls. And then all of the girls plan to take out Corey. And then Devin tells Jonald, hey, I want you to know I will never steal the cash from you.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, it's a real funny time. Ashley apparently lost her luggage on the flight, and Kara listens to her cry in the middle of the night and convinces her to leave. And then in a talking head, oh, this was probably the best little segment of the episode, Camilla says, this early in the game, all the vets are going to look out for each other. And then they cut to a talking head with Kara, who says, I trust no one. And they cut back to Camilla, who says, I got Kara's back. I know she's got mine. And Kara says, no. Dumb. It was very well edited.
Oh, love me some Kara.
Give that show an Emmy. So, at the challenge, TJ tells them that they usually get rid of two people after a challenge, but today they're ditching the bottom six.
Whoa.
Yep. So the first part of the challenge is to roll a barrel around this old fort where the whole challenge is taking place. The first four finishers from each gender get to stay. So the first four guys are Jonald, of course, Hunter, Jordan, and Derek K, who is not the Derek we like, but it's okay. The first four women are Kayla, surprisingly, Camilla, Anissa, and Tori.
No, not Camilla.
Yeah.
I said she was going to get voted off.
The second part of the challenge, they are split into two teams. Each team has to carry two cannons around the same fort. Jemmy is not helping to carry the cannon at all. The blue team wins, which is Ammo. This dude goes by Ammo now. Brittany, Kara, Dario, R. Derek, Leroy, Marie, Nelson, Nicole, and Veronica.
What? Not Dario. I also said Dario is going to be eliminated.
Oh, I can't wait to get into points this week.
Oh, no!
The final part of the challenge is to carry a cannonball and then fire the cannon. So whoever wins then picks from the four people who didn't win this round, three of them to go home. So as they line up to start, Devin turns to make an alliance with Corey. And that's it. And Corey and Jenna win. Jenna's first pick to go home is Simone. Corey's first pick to go home is Devin. And he says it's because he didn't trust him. And Devin says, that's fair. If we're being honest, if I would have been saved, I would have pretended to be on your team and then stabbed you in the back.
I love it.
I'm very excited for the future of this show with these two at each other's throat the entire time, because I like both of them a lot.
It's good.
There are generations, Jonald and Wes, and I'm much happier about that than...
Yeah, they're better.
Granted, in 10 years, I might be sick of both of them also, but in 10 years, if I'm still watching this show, who fucking knows? Jenna then sends Amanda and LaToya home. Corey sends Shane and Darrell because his only other option was Tony, and Corey says, I know you've got those kids, and LaToya turns to Darrell and says, you've got kids though, right? And Darrell's like, it doesn't matter. So the eliminated players leave on a boat, and then they get off the boat elsewhere, and Durrell asks the crew, why are you all still filming? And then they walk into what is called Redemption House.
They even stole the name!
So they walk into Redemption House, and Nevin says, if we get a new lease on life, we're coming for blood. And that's the end of the episode. I'm quite excited for the rest of the season.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Let's get into points.
Okay, so this week you won 0 points. One of the people you picked to win failed to even show up to the entire show.
So CD's just not going to be on the show?
No, he comes in later. I don't know when.
But they just let him come without having to compete in the first thing?
I mean, it's CT.
He probably would have been one of the first people to finish that one anyway.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, so you incorrectly picked the winner. You incorrectly picked anybody who was going to lose, and you incorrectly picked any other things that would happen. You predicted Donald Bananas would call someone a pussy. Never happened. He was barely in this episode. I expected Kayla to talk some shit to Corey. I don't think it warranted a point. They talked to each other, but it wasn't like shit talking. I won 2 points because Durrell and LaToya were eliminated. Because Shane and Simone were eliminated. But then I lost 2 points because Durrell and LaToya, who I thought were going to win the challenge, were in fact eliminated. So the 2 points I won immediately disappeared.
Okay, so we both have 0 points.
So we're both at 0 points after
That's
episode
great.
One.
That's great.
Yeah. So to win the whole thing, you've got CT and Anissa. I've got new power couple Derek and Tori. Who do you think is going to win the next challenge?
Wow, you did pick Derek and Tori to win, didn't you?
Yeah.
Without knowing that was going to be a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sticking with my picks for, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think is going to win the next challenge, though? It's probably going to be they have to answer trivia while holding 400 pounds of logs over some water.
Huh.
And if they fall, then TJ laughs at them. Did you say Kara was going to win?
I think Kara is going to win.
Do you want to pick a male winner?
CT.
Feel free to say no.
CT comes back
CT.
This week.
Okay. I'm going to pick who's left. I think Daria will win this next challenge, and I think Tori will win this next challenge. Who do you think is going to lose it, though?
Who's weak that's still there?
Well, Ashley left on night one, so she's not in it anymore. There's Jemmy. There's Kayla. There's Maria, who's kind of a wild card. There's Veronica, who hasn't been on a real challenge in over 10 years.
I'll say Veronica for the ladies. Which dudes are left? Which dudes is left?
CT, Ammo, Corey, Dario, Derek, other Derek, Hunter, Jordan, Leroy, Nelson, Tony, and our favorite, John Bananas.
Oh, good. Leroy didn't get eliminated in the first week.
Not yet.
I'm going to say Ammo loses because I hate his stupid name.
Yeah. That's probably a good choice. I'm going to say Jemmy loses and... Hunter loses. Wait. Jemmy and Hunter. Okay. Who do you think the house is going to vote in? They didn't really do a voting in ceremony this week.
It's
kind of like, you're out of here. But they probably will this upcoming episode. Who do you think is going to rub people the wrong way?
I think Camilla is going to get voted in.
Ooh, that would be fun.
And
Be happy to see that.
yeah, I think Kara is maybe gonna try and make that happen. And oh boy, for the guys, I'm gonna say other Derek gets voted in.
Derek from Real Road Rules.
Yeah.
Okay, probably a good guess. I'm gonna say Nicole gets voted in for the ladies, and Nelson gets in for the guys. Do you have any other predictions?
I predict that CT will make it there this episode.
Okay, I'm going to predict. I should have thought about this beforehand. I think. I think CT won't show up this next episode.
Okay, all right.
So we'll see who gets the points on that one. Still biding our time until Survivor Triple H starts. That's September 27th. In the meantime, do we want to start a new hashtag with TJ on Survivor, or do you want to stick with CT on Survivor?
I think we should go TJ on Survivor.
TJ on Survivor, let's make it happen. Tag him in your posts. Hashtag TJ on Survivor. We got to make it happen. See, we can't trust CT would even show up to the Survivor. He
How
didn't even show up for
can we
this
trust him to show up to
challenge.
Survivor if and Jeff is not gonna Jeff doesn't want to hear your excuses.
Yeah. Oh, and my passport. Okay, well, this is fucking
Yeah,
Survivor.
sorry you don't want to play the
Get
game enough.
a second passport. Get a backup passport,
Passport that says TC
CT.
on it. So your alter ego.
He wears his glasses backwards. How? TJ on Survivor. Let's get a BMX boy on the beach.
A beach MX boy.
A beach MX boy, yes. Then you can follow us on Twitter at DYWLN. Nope, that's not right. DYWSLN. Ugh. Jumbled the title. We picked a bad title for our show. But that's okay. You could follow me on Twitter at Jake Shidell. You can follow Thomas on Twitter at Tom.Tom. You can follow us on Facebook. You can email us at didywatchlastnight@gmail.com. We need email.
I've actually changed my handle to at.
He didn't do that. He didn't do. Don't believe that he did that.
When you're on Twitter, it's not a democracy. You agree to follow the
Which
terms
is
of service.
ironic because they do have voting on Twitter.com, which I'm a big fan of. Are you following that dude who is having the tournament to figure out who the best Mario character is?
I am not. How's that tournament going?
Good, I guess. I'm trying to think who what one of the matchups is right now. I think it was like Mario is up against somebody who isn't Mario and is losing right now. But then there's like Waluigi and Princess Peach aren't it, and Toad, Toadette.
Probably
It's a good one.
Bowser.
Bowser's in there, yep.
Did you see the Leon Photoshop of I think it was Super Mario either World or Land 2 where it's the same font but it the colon is or after the colon it's just Yoshi is a horse.
I have not seen that. That's very
It's
good.
quite good.
Yoshi's in there, and people are very upset about Yoshi. Apparently, people hate Yoshi.
I kind of hate Yoshi.
I think he's fine. I have nothing against Yoshi. I think he's a fine fellow.
I think that Yoshi before he made sound was good. I think 2D Yoshi I'm okay with.
Yoshi's should be hurt, or Yoshi
She should be
should be seen,
seen
not
and
heard.
not heard. I think that is a fair policy with them.
I've never really thought. I've never given much thought to the noises Yoshi makes. I've got nothing against him, but I'm rooting for Waluigi all the way down. But
I mean,
just
same.
looking this guy up. Oh yeah,
I have to imagine Waluigi is dominating whatever character he's going up against.
I think so, but it's still early.
What is his Twitter account?
I don't know. I'll retweet something.
Why would you recommend this and then be like, "Oh, I don't know"?
Because I didn't expect to talk about it. I'll find it somewhere.
All right. Well.
Wait. Let me. His handle is just a coffee cup emoji, so you can look for that. Let's go. I'm just going through Twitter now. Following, who did I just recently follow?
This is good Guy radio right
Neil
here.
James. His name is Guy Neil James.
Okay.
There it is. So follow him on Twitter.
Follow Neil Diamond on Twitter.
It's not the same person. All right. Well, did we say to email us? Did you watch last night at gmail.com? Sign at your pal Jeff Probst. Shoot us a review on iTunes for 5 whole stars. And, you know, until next week, have a great summer.
Deuces. I thought I was the one that was going to say have a great summer, so.
You can do it again. Do you want to say it?
Have a great summer.
You gotta hit that half hard.
Have a great summer. Have a great summer.
Have a great summer? When in Rome.
Question we were all asking when watching that movie.
Yeah. Like, What's Kristen Bell gonna do when in Rome?
Why aren't they there? When in Rome?
When in Rome? The flight says we're departing at 11:40. So when in Rome?
When in Rome?